Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.
Hello and good morning, listeners. You're listening to News on the Go, your daily podcast of world news, and this is your host Ashwin. On the 25th of October, bright sunny morning here in Sydney, Narayan Murthy is disappointed with the Infosys board. There's a lot of complaints that he has against them, and he actually comes out in public to express them. Will Xi Jinping anoint a successor? We discussed this yesterday. More on this today. Nike tries to win over disillusioned investors. They're not doing so well. They're falling way behind Adidas and other sport companies. And their investors are obviously disappointed. Saudi Arabia announced a new $500 billion mega city. It's apparently the best place that will exist in the world. For work, for life, for weather, for just everything else as well. And Netflix is selling $1.6 billion in junk bonds to fund new shows. First piece on the news is Narayan Murthy disappointed with the Infosys board. Infosys founder Narayan Murthy on Tuesday expressed disappointment that none of the questions raised by him on poor governance had been answered by the company's board with transparency. He asserted that the core question still remained on how and why the Infosys board approved an unusual and unprecedented severance payment agreement of 1,000% to former CFO Rajiv Bansal. In 2015, in fact, when Rajiv Bansal quit, he was allowed a severance package of 17 point something crore. And that is insane. And that's what Narayan Murthy has a problem with. He's like, why so much money? Is this hush money or what is this for? Why are you paying him so much? Which is a fair question to ask. Will Xi Jinping anoint a successor? China's president will announce the members of the Politburo Standing Committee, and everyone will be watching to see if anyone is young enough to feasibly become the country's leader in the decade from 2022. The Communist Party approved a sweeping charter revision at the end of its twice-a-decade Congress Tuesday. That happened yesterday. It elevates Xi to a status alongside the nation's most wanted political figures. The document put Xi's contributions on par with those of Mao Zedong and Deng Xiaoping, and also declared him the party's co-leader indefinitely. So there's a good chance that Xi Jinping is going to continue his term and not allow anybody else to take over from 2022. So he's got his last 5 years now, and which might almost definitely extend, because he's shown no signs of anointing a new successor, and with him in the legacy and almost being identified as a core leader to an indefinite period, it's all pointing to the fact that Xi Jinping will continue ruling China for the next decade as well. Nike tries to win over disillusioned investors. The company is struggling with stagnant sales and renewed competition from Adidas, and its stock has fallen 17% in the last 2 years as Nike has largely missed the athleisure trend. CEO Mark Parker would probably have tempered his projection of $50 billion in sales by 2020. That's right. So Nike's having problems there. It's actually one of my favorite companies, especially after reading Phil Knight's autobiography, Shoe Dog. If you guys haven't read that, please get around reading it. I think it was my favorite book for the year. The Hard Things About Hard Things is a close second, but yeah, Shoe Dog takes it for me. Saudi Arabia announced a new $500 billion mega city on the Red Sea. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman said NEOM, or NEOM, will straddle the borders of Egypt and Jordan, funded by the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund and outside investors. A promotional video showed women jogging in sports bras and working side by side with men in R&D labs. A few glimpses of the potential that exists in a city like this in both work and life. Last piece of news is about Netflix. One of my favorite media companies is selling $1.6 billion in junk bonds to fund new shows. The record issuance will give company more financial power to take on Hollywood, even though most subscribers prefer to watch back catalog TVs and movies instead of streaming originals. That's true, actually. When you log on to a Netflix account, yeah, for sure, you're going to watch The Narcos and maybe 13 Reasons Why. But mostly you're going to watch Friends, Big Bang Theory, there's Prison Break, there's other shows that you're going to go watch more than the originals. So the originals is actually a good way to get people in. So if I don't have a Netflix account and there's a show that everybody's speaking about, my friends are speaking about, I'm like, okay, let me get a Netflix account and watch that show. But eventually I will be watching more of the reruns and more of the old shows. So it works for Netflix. They're producing original shows only to get more subscribers in. But they know that the bulk of streaming that goes on within Netflix is of the old shows. So as long as you have that sorted. With that piece of news, we're wrapping up today's edition of News and Go on the 25th of October. You're listening to Ashwin, your host, and in the background, I'm leaving you with the Audio Library's song. It's called Island by MBB. It's got a good beat to it. On the 25th of October, you guys are listening to News on the Go. Please leave a comment on the SoundCloud channel or any other channel that you're listening on. In fact, a shout out to Mansi Jain, one of our listeners, who's actually sent across a personal note saying she loves the kind of news that comes up and loves the choices of the things we speak about. Thanks, Mansi. Keep listening to News on the Go. And other listeners, please feel free to shout out or drop me a note on ashwin@ashwinchabria.com. That is ashwin@ashwinchabria.com.